We're here with Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty, Democrat of Connecticut's 5th District. She's been in office since 2013. And I want to talk to you about the Mueller investigation. It's on everybody's lips. Nobody has the slightest idea where he's going. We do know he's arrested some people. We do know they've pled, some of them have pled guilty. But we have no idea whether it's touched the president or not. Do you know more than we do?
No. And that's a good thing. I will tell you, that's a good thing in terms of his investigation.
Yes.
He is a consummate pro, and he is keeping, he is shielding Congress from that, and he needs to do that. Frankly, he is involved in a criminal investigation. What Congress does is of a different order, and so it's actually quite important to the integrity of his investigation that that be kept separate. Now, I have seen documents and things over the course of the last 15 months related to Russian interference, which are deeply concerning. Some of those have made it into the popular press. But there continue to be revelations that are deeply concerning. And I'll tell you, you know, just in the last couple of days, there have been reports about Roger Stone, close advisor to the president, and connections he had with WikiLeaks. I mean, that is getting pretty darn close to the kind of concern that people have about not just Russian interference, but whether there was involvement. And, you know, the word the White House keeps using is collusion. There are other words, too, and that can be obstruction of justice. That can be collaboration. That can be useful help. And all of those things are concerning. You know, there's no magic about the word collusion. Let me just say the Russians are in an ongoing effort to undermine our democracy, to torque our elections. And I'll just give you an example of how deeply this runs, Alan. In the last month, we found, when all these revelations came out about the Russian bots, we found out that about 30 or 40% of the traffic on my Facebook page and on my Twitter account are Russian bots.
No.
They're not people who live in my district. They're not American citizens. They are Russian bots. And we've seen activity generate around, like, release the memo. We got phone calls from spoofed phone numbers. So think about what that means, how far down this is reaching into a congressional, you know, I met one of 435 House members into my, you know, Facebook and my Twitter account to make me think that the people I represent have different views than they do. That should be deeply concerning to all of us.
Now, do you have an instinct? Forget about the fact that we know that from the very beginning, Donald Trump talked about how great Putin was, how he was his friend, how he didn't believe any of the Russian stuff. Gives me an instinct. I think, you know, when the smoke clears, we're going to find out that he did have this relationship with somebody who was helping him on the Russian side, especially since his own people were telling him the Russians were involved, and he was kept saying, I don't believe it. So do you, Elizabeth Esty, think, this is a yes or no question, this president had anything to do with these Russians?
I don't know. I really don't know yet, but I will tell you what I do believe. I do believe that this president has a distressing attraction to and affinity for strongmen.
Yeah.
Someone like Putin, someone like Duterte, who has openly bragged about killing people. People like Berlusconi.
Sure.
You look at Steve Bannon, who was just in France, you know, promoting Marine Le Pen and the National Front and saying, go ahead, let them call you racist. And that his attraction to people he thinks of as strong. Let's take another example. His shout out basically of congratulations to the head of China last week, Xi Jinping, and saying, yeah, head for life. We ought to be looking at that in the U.S.
Yeah.
His instincts are not democratic. His instincts are strongman instincts, and that is very concerning to me. I don't think we've ever had a president, ever had a president in history, certainly not in my time, but I don't think in history who's had that kind of strongman tendency, and I find that one of the most concerning things, because that's where his gut is, and that's what he retreats to as a touchstone And I want to see someone whose touchstone is about faith in democracy and faith in the people and the democratic process. That's clearly not his instinct. And that's one of the most deeply concerning issues for me, because I think that affects all kinds of things. That affects his denigration of the press and his willingness to use terms like fake news, of a focus on public adoration, of holding pep rallies for himself and campaign rallies for himself. I mean, that's the kind of thing that, you know, frankly, people in non-democratic countries do that we don't have a lot of respect for. And I am deeply concerned about that. And that in some ways is as or more concerning than the Russia things, because that cuts across everything, everything we do in this country, and that undermines the Constitution.
And when we see the troops marching down Pennsylvania Avenue, would you think you might have a little shudder at that?
Yes.
Because that's what he wants.
I mean, the constraint there is apparently they've said no to tanks because tanks would damage the pavement, but they've said yes to everything else. So, you know, $30, $50 million going towards that. I can think a lot of other uses, lots and lots of them for that.
Let's spend the next 3 minutes, it's not enough, but next 3 minutes on the NRA and whether or not these most recent shootings have advanced the cause of those of us who would like to see something done about guns in this country. Do you think there's been a change, or do you think we're back to square one?
I think there has been a change. I really do. Now, obviously, the NRA and the gun lobby as a whole is flexing its muscles. So there was a lot of talk in that meeting I was at with the president about 2 weeks ago. I was, you know, at the table where there were, I don't know, in the room where it happened, there were a lot of words in that room. But then the next day, when no cameras were running, is when the deal was appeared to have been getting cut with the NRA. And the president appears to be in pretty much retreat mode about everything that he had touted, his willingness to go up against the gun lobby and that people shouldn't be afraid of it. Well, that took all of about 24 hours, I guess 36 hours, because it was an evening meeting, it was the next night. And that's not the kind of leadership we need. But I do have, I think things are moving, and I'm seeing that from really the impact of these students. And I'm hearing it, too, from folks in the district. You know, I was on the plane last week with a longtime gun owner, NRA member, sixth-generation farmer from the northwest corner. And he pulled me aside. He said, Elizabeth, you know, like, I'm a big gun owner, but honestly, I don't see why anybody should have these assault weapons. I've got kids in high school and college. This has gotten out of control. And I'm hearing that more and more. And that's just anecdotal. You know, that's like one-on-one conversations with folks I've known for a long time. So I do think that the membership of the NRA is moving. I do think certainly the American people are outraged, and these students are giving voice to that outrage. And they are totally willing and capable, willing to and capable of using social media to hold people to account.
Well, from as the old saying goes, from your lips to God's ear, because
and to the ballot box in November, because at the end of the day, it is going to be that. You know, at the end of the day, either the laws are going to get changed in Congress, or there's going to be a change of who's in Congress, and I think that's what we're looking at. I think that's going to be one of the big issues. I do.
So, if Congress, I only have a minute, but if Congress changes, and the Democrats take over the House of Representatives, and maybe the Senate, but the House of Representatives, which looks more doable right now, will it make a difference in gun laws?
Absolutely, it'll make a difference in a whole bunch of different arenas. In part, I will be pushing really hard to make sure we actually have debates and votes on things. That's what has really the biggest tragedy and the biggest outrage, frankly, for my last, you know, the last 5 years of my being in Congress, is major issues, whether it's guns or immigration, have not even been allowed a debate on the floor of the House. That's just wrong. And the American people would be much better served by having open debate and open amendment of bills. And I will be pushing very hard for whoever is speaker, whether it's a Democrat or Republican, we have to get back to that, because democracy depends on actually having open debate and open recorded votes. And that's just fallen off the radar.
Our friend Elizabeth Esty has been with us for this Congressional Corner. We have one more we want to talk to you about, but I'd sort of like to begin where we left off with the change in the House of Representatives, the possible takeover by the Democrats. Thank you, Elizabeth, for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Alan.